All right.
I done most cooking for my wife and living. I done most of the cooking. She always said that she could beat me cooking. I didn't argue with her because I guess why I stayed with her all this long because I didn't put an argument about it. But when we were going to have company, she'd always have me to do the cooking.
Mm-hmm. So you were the better cook. You're not gonna say that.
No, she might. I don't know what happened after the first thing go. They might come back and answer.
All right. Okay. So what are your cooking specialties?
Well, it's called gourmet cooking or whatever. I don't do that kind. It's all, you put it right. All the soul food cooking I do that.
That's gourmet for me. So what are your specialties? What are you known for cooking? Like when your wife wanted you to cook, she must have wanted you to cook something in particular.
Well, whatever. But it was whatever the menu was she got out, that was it. Mm-hmm. It's fried chicken and dressing and the vegetables and whatever. Roast, ribs, whatever.
Now, do you like macaroni and cheese?
Oh yes. I had some. I cooked some Sunday.
All right, okay. Mrs. was not a macaroni and cheese person. That was the only thing she just deflated me on. She wasn't into that macaroni and cheese.
Well, I am. I love it.
Okay, now how do you make your macaroni and cheese? Because I have a way to make mine. I'm wondering how you make yours.
I cook my macaroni in water boiling, throw some salt in there, some butter. I'm going to throw some macaroni. Cook it. When I get it cooked out, put in a pan, put me on bottom of it, the macaroni. Cheese next.
What kind of cheese?
If I get it, I use the hoop cheese. Don't I use this? What is it, American? No. Yeah. Doesn't matter too much. But as long as it's sharp.
It's like sharp cheddar?
Yeah.
All right.
Then if I got some saltine crackers. Rub them up, get them real soft, sprinkle them in there. And then some more macaroni, some more cheese. And I get it all, and then get there, then I take some milk, eggs and milk, whip it up right good. And I'm plenty of butter, eggs, pour it over it. On the stove.
I've never heard of this cracker part in there before.
It makes it better.
Really? I might have to try that. See how.
If it don't come out, don't jump on me.
All right. I haven't heard that. I got to think about this cracker angle though, and how that might fit in there. Cause it is the crispy part of the macaroni and cheese you like, but usually it's with the cheese part in there, that top part, and then the edges. Everybody wants the corner and the edge part, but I haven't heard about this part in there. You use like regular saltine crackers or like oyster crackers? Yeah.
Whatever kind I got in the house.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna tell my husband about this when I go home and try and see how we can add that in there. Because I might do my own.
Who are you cooking, you or your husband?
Well, that's a kind of a complicated story, but my husband usually does most of the cooking. But it's because he's taken everything he's liked that I cook, and he has slowly stolen it from me, and he cooks it. And whatever's left, like gumbo, I told Jasper the story about how he's trying to take my gumbo away from me too. But anyway, he's gotten my beans, he's gotten my fried fish, he's taken my macaroni and cheese from me, he's taken everything.